have started to feel and continue to feel this incredible momentum as we travel around the state. And I think you and I may have talked about this before, but it turns out what we suspected all along is actually true, and that's that people in Arizona and the voters have an appetite for somebody who's outside of the establishment, who comes with this conservative message and pragmatic approach to solving problems, but who doesn't have strings attached. So we've been very encouraged by all of the great feedback, the extremely kind support, and we're really looking forward to having a chance to govern in a thoughtful way with ideas that come from, you know, sort of a look to the future vision as opposed to just politics as usual.
And you've come out with a plan. It's called the Jones Plan, and it's a plan for the Arizona economy. First of all, when you think about the Arizona economy, when you first started putting this together, what do you think about in terms of how a state's spending plan and its spending priorities can help an individual who lives in that state?
Well, I do think that the state spending plan is critical for both individuals and businesses, and I kind of look at this in concentric circles. You know, the smallest circle is, of course, an individual, and then the next circle outside of that is all of the thousands of small businesses and entrepreneurs all over the state who are making a go of it, you know, doing really great stuff and creating jobs. And then, of course, the next circle would be the companies outside of Arizona that we would want to attract to come either relocate or expand into the state to create jobs, mostly high-paying, high-wage, high-capacity jobs. So I do think the state's approach to it is very important. My personal approach really comes from my professional and business background, having been in lots of conversations on economic development as we expanded. You know, GoDaddy started very small and local as well. As we expanded around the state and around the country and then even all the way around the world, I really think of it like that and kind of bring that perspective, that experience to this, which may be slightly different than other candidates who've been either in government or, you know, kind of on the other side of the transaction.
And while a lot of people have some understanding about where the state has come from, and you talk about it in terms of the five C's that helped build the state of Arizona, you're looking ahead to something called the five T's. Tell our listeners what the five T's are and how they fit into your economic plans for Arizona's future.
You know, any plan for me was always going to start with technology because I did spend 11 years growing a technology company, and so I have an immense amount of experience in that particular field, and it's a language that I speak. So any economic development plan I have was always going to start there. And then we also just looked at what are the complementary areas we should be focusing on, and what we came up with was really starting with technology, going to training, then transportation, which is a critical infrastructure need that we need to continue to focus on, tourism, which we all need to continue to acknowledge is a major driver of our economic security, and then taxation. And when I say taxation, I'm not talking about more taxation. I'm talking about transparency and accountability in that system of governance.
In terms of technology, you've talked in the past about GoDaddy and getting a tech company going. And this is something that a lot of your opponents and other Arizona politicians talk about all the time. But how do we really get tech growing in the state of Arizona?
Well, I can tell you the way we did it at GoDaddy, and of course, the company already existed when I went there, so I wouldn't want to exaggerate my role. You know, there were a few dozen people at the company when I started there, and then over the next decade, we grew to about 4,000. But the way we did it was focusing on a couple of things. One is creating jobs that were high-skilled, high-wage jobs, principally right here in Arizona, and we did that intentionally because we wanted to be in Arizona and we were committed to this state, but also jobs where we had a workforce that was meaningful in-state or in surrounding states that we could recruit to come here. We never really looked for any handouts or hand-ups or anything like that because we had the good fortune of having funding, but I do think that there is a play for that in the state for businesses that create new revenue in our state, whether they're Arizona-based or not Arizona-based, so that those companies that are growing like GoDaddy did from very small to, you know, to mid-size and then even larger can make it over the really tough hurdles of creating new jobs. And I think that toolbox is something that we really need to focus on as a government to say, what are the things that make sense for businesses? Don't just throw a bunch of money at it. You know, I often say it's not how much you spend, but how you spend that matters, and that's really what the plan focuses on.
I've only got about a minute and a half left, so I wanted to quickly touch on transportation because this is something that has been sort of bandied about here in the Yuma area for some time, trying to get some logistics function for the Yuma area here beyond what's already here in terms of perhaps rail, in terms of, you know, new highways? I know Interstate 11 is still in the planning phases. There are some expansions to some ports. Talk about transportation and the importance of it in terms of a state economy.
Well, it is extremely important for us to keep focused on the fact that we exist as a state and our cities exist as these incredible places that erupted out of the desert because entrepreneurs decades ago came here and took risks and built infrastructure. The government didn't build this, so I think we really need to acknowledge that to ourselves and continue to be committed to doing that today. In Yuma specifically, we've been with the Yuma Economic Development folks down there. And by the way, there are some real gems down in Yuma. The transportation piece is critical for the ongoing growth of that market in particular, whether it's rail or expanding the north-south thoroughfares from the border up into the center of the state. And it's something that I think the leadership in Yuma, your new mayor, and also the economic development team is very focused on and has a great plan for. And I think now it's just a matter of the relationship with the state enhancing that and enabling that instead of getting in the way.
And that was one of nine Republican candidates for Arizona governor, Christine Jones. You can find out more about Jones' economic plan for Arizona at thejonesplan.com.